Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth, a very quick sports sprint of truth. Very quick. Last sports Scales of Truth, I talked about Spin Banyama. And then I was watching the second half, wasn't watching the first half. So I saw the play, seen the play multiple times now. They called a foul on Drew. I have no idea how. The NBA whistles are so ridiculous. They're just so dumb. They're like, we got to make a decision in 0.1 second. How about you think about whether anything actually happened? Don't have time for that. Because then people will say, that sure took a long time to make that whistle. Bro, all he did was get out of the way. But Victor, my point of Spin Banyama, he's out at the three-point line and decides to do a bunch of spin moves to get close, right? Which I guess is fine. Again, that skill's okay to develop, but you're giant. Just get the ball in the post with a feed that anybody can get to you and then do a sky hook or just do a simple turnaround 5-foot jumper. I mean, you don't have to do Spin Banyama. I'm not saying he does it 100% of the time, but he literally is so tall he needs to do it none of the time. None of the time. I mean, I get low post moves. That's not the same thing, you know, basically in place low post moves, but not giant stride spin moves like Giannis. You know, work your Hakeem. Don't work your Giannis barreling down court. But anyway, so I look at an article on Pounding the Rock. It's a Spurs site, and they go, so they change up their defense and put Drew Holiday, a stronger guard, on Wembanyama. Can anything make my point more? Is Drew carved out a hell of a career? Yes. Is he a good defender? Is he resourceful? Yes. But what did I just tell you? They decided to put Drew Holiday, who's what, maybe 6'6"? On Wembanyama, who's 7'4" to 7'5", even the decision itself says that Wembanyama is not taking advantage of his frame on offense, which is my point the last episode. Can he still be dynamic? Yes, but he doesn't need to be so highlight dynamic. When you have that type of size, it's unstoppable. I mean, think of Kareem and his efficient offense. Why? Because he was probably underlisted. He was probably a true 7'2", and he just got the ball high, you know, 8 foot out, whatever, 9 foot out, 7 foot out, and did what he did, and most defenders couldn't do anything about it. It wasn't explosive. It was just pure and efficient. And as I say, Wembanyama can learn from some of the actual traditional bigs. This is what I'm talking about. Can you imagine? Someone's like, well, you know, Kareem cooked us. Let's put our feisty 6'4" guard on him. Let's put Marcus Smart on him. What? Are you crazy? He might score 374. Why would you put anybody that small on somebody that big who has any kind of traditional center skills at all? And again, Wembanyama is all world, obviously. The combination of what he can do and what he will do will continue to make him all world. You know, all world, the first team, right? But as far as development and where you can go to get to the peak of it, literally the next time I really looked, I was watching the second half. I mean, by the time I did that episode, I had watched it. Then I watched some of the Lakers games. Some of the Laker game, and I told you. Anyway, this morning I look up a little bit, just a little bit more, because I didn't actually know how the Lakers ended. I fell asleep before then. So I look up some San Antonio stuff and see, oh, they decided to put Drew Holiday on Victor Wembanyama. What? Shouldn't that be like only if you're drunk, what are you, stupid, type of a strategy? No. Considered a valid strategy against the lankiest, the biggest combination of lankiness plus point guard-ish type of speed and agility we've ever seen in the NBA. And again, bro, you have gained your 40 pounds or whatever. You're no longer tiny as far as your, you know, frame and your weight, but also definitely you're not tiny compared to any guard ever. So just go over the top of him. It doesn't require bulk, but you actually still outweigh him by 40 pounds, 30 pounds. Jrue Holiday is a hell of a guard. He's, again, built a heck of a nice little career. But, bro, a two-guard, even a three, whatever you call Holiday, Garden, your biggest MF-er in the entire league, that's a sign of that development is needed. If he comes back, I think defensively he changes it so much, they can still win, you know, three in a row if they need to. But he may not be available till game five. They may need to win three in a row. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.